Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who puts his pants on the same way you do. Sometimes.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday.
I don't wish it was Sunday. I'm happy we have the people that we do and the circumstances that we do to provide you with a meaningful Monday, March the 11th. On the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. James Collins is at the controls in our studio, main studio in Dallas. People are talking. I guess today there will be a lot of conversation about the Oscars for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a lot of conversation about sort of leftover stuff from the State of the Union. There are a lot of people that are... I actually thought, did you watch the Oscars last night? Did you watch
No, I saw about 15 minutes of it, but I enjoyed what I saw.
I thought it was good, and that's unusual for me. I was expecting not to like it because most of the award shows this year and in the past, Oscars have been horrible, and I'm sad to say that when you anticipate something, sometimes it doesn't come out the way that you would like it to come out, like it, you're hoping to come out. It was, though, I didn't get onto it. I didn't get home until about 8. I thought it started at 8, but apparently it started earlier than that to make way for a new show on ABC at the end or one of the shows
they're trying to promote. Oh, so it still ended earlier? I was thinking that it was starting out earlier so that they could give enough time for it to, because it always runs long. So I thought that they were just giving it more time.
No, well, I think that may have been part of the plan. First thing I saw was John Cena naked on the set. It was actually a well done. From that point on, I liked it. I didn't see everything because I find some of the awards just so boring. And because there was a, on PBS, there was a rock and roll oldies show. So I went back and forth between the two of them. And then at the end of the Oscars, there was a sort of farewell to Doc Martin, which has become one of my favorite programs of all time. I wish I'd have known it was there 20 years ago when it first got started. But anyway, the celebrity stuff, it's nice to see the people in the audience. It's kind of an interesting thing. I don't have a lot of use for Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's okay. It took him a long time. You knew he was going to get a dig in on Trump. And he did it in a rather clever way. Much of the stuff was clever. And so, for that reason, I thought it was kind of a worthwhile experience. And the fact that Oppenheimer took most of the...
Yeah, I believe they got seven.
Yeah, right. Best Picture, the Oppenheimer. Emma Thomas, I guess I didn't catch the fact that she was married to Christopher Nolan, at least for a while. So that... It worked out. The only thing that I was interested in, I didn't see Matt Damon there for whatever the reason. He must be making a movie somewhere because he never gives up a chance to be at these sorts of things. It's a great social time for a lot of people. What I found interesting, you know, your little anecdotal stuff, I like to watch body language. When John Cena left the stage, The Rock was waiting because he was the next presenter. And the two of them, they were cordial. They shook hands, but you could tell there wasn't any real love between them. I think, haven't they wrestled against each other on some of the super raw things that they have? And I think that he's not The Rock, but he's not a bad actor. And he played that thing very well. The audience was aghast because it was a play on when the guy ran out naked what, 30 years or 40 years ago, whenever it was?
Like at some point, yeah.
Yeah, the streaker. Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway,
weren't they both in one of the Fast and Furious movies together, I feel like?
Yeah.
F9, F10, F8, yeah. Something,
yeah.
One of them?
Yeah, I think, yeah, right, yep. All right, so anyway, there were no surprises because Oppenheimer was well done. And it made me feel like, finally, or after a long time, the recognition of a movie that lots of people saw had some value. It wasn't a lot of stuff that Robert Downey Jr. was very good in his acceptance. I think there was a little pandering to some of the black actors because, well, I'd like to think that the attention that they got was because they were good actors and not because they were good black actors. Emily Blunt is always a dear. She just is. And apparently, you know, you watch again as the people walk up and down by. She was congratulating everybody, and she was nice to see her there with Kaczynski, her husband. They do seem to make a nice pair. And I have great regard for him as well. So, anyway, I can do without the cinematography awards, the writing awards, you know, that stuff, the costume
design. But without
design,
those, these
makeup.
Movies can't possibly even win Best Picture without
that. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah,
yeah, they still deserve their recognition. Yeah.
No question about it. But they have a luncheon for there's a big, on the street that I live in, on the Santa Monica Beach, there's a huge parking lot. And they put up a big tent there every year, the week before the Oscars, and they have award luncheons there for the people that used to win awards, and they always won, but they would put them into the show, and then they took them out because it really took too long to get through the whole thing. Anyway, the headline is that Oppenheimer won big at the Academy Awards. Here's the story of a wife who has a trick for keeping her husband's stories from getting too long-winded. This lady shares a lot of videos about her and her husband, shared a tip with her followers who might be struggling with a lot of loquaciousness, shall we say. In this video, Nick launches into a speech. Amber is the wife. She plays some upbeat orchestral music from her phone as he looks confused. He said, "What's that? What are you playing?" She said, "It's Oscars music. You know, when the speeches are too long." She trails up before her husband. "Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah." So anyway, I thought that was kind of a cute thing,
that's funny,
reality, a cute story. Yeah, it is, right. And that could be useful in certain circumstances, folks, boys and girls, yeah.
Oh, I feel like we've all been in those meetings where it's supposed to start at a certain time, but it doesn't get started until 30 minutes past when it's supposed to start because people are just chatting and catching up on different things. At one of my jobs, I had a colleague who would actually start playing a specific song from her phone if it was like, "Okay, people are just chit-chatting too much. Let's get to the point. Let's get to business." And it worked every single time in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is a good idea. I have to keep that. I don't have anybody in my life. Maybe you can do that, right? But James will do anything, so I've gone too long zipping through some data about something that is important. The daylight savings time discussion has continued as well. There are a couple of things that I'm looking at here, and one of them is the continuing focus on daylight savings time and what happens. As we begin, yesterday it started. I make nothing of the fact that there's an hour of sleep that's lost over the weekend.
I don't think you're as affected because you travel across time zones so often that your body is kind of adjusted where other people, like us mere mortals, feel jet lagged without having gone anywhere.
Yeah. But why? Do you have to get up there? I guess I just don't. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's because I have tolerance and it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah,
I get up at
you don't
four.
Have a typical sleep routine because you are always traveling across time zones.
Mm-hmm. I was up at 4 o'clock and went to an auction on Saturday. Daisy and I went up to New York to bring some farm equipment to an auction and to go to another one. And as I was coming back, I didn't notice it going, but I felt when I came back, on the way back, I pulled over into a rest stop and had a nap for a half hour or so. And that's how I deal with these things. I think that's, you know, yesterday after having sort of a normal start to a farm day, I did, it's a powerful tool, I think, taking naps, and that's what I did. And so maybe again, but the specific focus on daylight savings time, based on some of the evidence that shows the switch carries a lot of health risks and accident risks as well. So you're right. I guess I'm not.
Especially the following day. It's never the day of. It's the following day. And I wonder if that's more because of
the
time change of waking up. Yeah. And then the just you're kind of off a little bit when you're going to sleep. The sun is at a different part of the sky than it normally is. And yeah.
Well, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine has come up with this big deal about a survey they conducted, which showed that the majority of respondents said that they want to eliminate seasonal time changes in favor of a national fixed year-round time, which we've been talking about for years and years and years and years. And as usual, the people who are quote-unquote in charge don't seem to be able to work out an agreement so that that this is something that we all have. Most of us want to have it eliminated because it's an inconvenience, it's nonsense, it doesn't really accomplish anything. And some of the research shows traffic fatalities increase in the first, as you suggested, a day or two after the change. The 18% in adverse medical events also are an important consideration. So maybe it's time some of these characters in Washington get off
their
butt
and some people, like, some have already figured it out. Arizona, Hawaii, they don't do it.
You know, I'm going to, this is not meant to be political, and I don't care how it's taken. I'm liking Mike Johnson. I just like his, watching the State of the Union on Thursday night, he sat there, he's very polite, he seems to be able to organize and get things done. I think there's a lot to like in him, frankly, and I'm saying that just because I think that he deserves some more kudos. So there, you got it. 18 after the hour on Monday. Good day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Clickbait. Travis Kelce, is looking something up here, and there's something that flashed across the screen. Travis Kelce steps out with a new girl. I didn't bother to click on it because it's probably about some niece or somebody that he's got that's a relative. Nonsense. All right, Ariana Grande in the trending social media world because she's talking to her fans. And what she is saying to her fans, wasn't she? She was a presenter, I think, last night. If not mistaken, at the Oscars.
Oh, was she? Anyway, I didn't get to see her, but yeah, she was the musical guest on SNL over the weekend.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so she has a serious request for people who consider themselves to be her fans. She has an album being released. Is it this week? I think it is, isn't it? Or
I think it came out last
weekend. Last week, okay. All right, so we'll reveal that message to you one and all right after this particular message.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Ariana Grande on Saturday, after she dropped her 7th studio album, asked her followers to stop sending hateful messages to people in her life. So you would wonder how they got the addresses of people in her life, but she was nice about it.
On social media.
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah, it's easy to get social media addresses anyway. She said, quote, I would encourage the people who are doing these, sending these hateful messages. It's not supporting me, and it's absolutely doing the polar opposite of what I would ever encourage anybody to do. I ask you to please do not. It's not how to support me. It's the opposite. So what were some of them? Did you read actually some of the messages? The album's called Eternal Sunshine, which is kind of a nice title for an album.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of that film from the early aughts, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and her music video for, I forget what the song is called. The video itself, We Can't Be Friends, Wait for Your Love, is kind of like has a storyline that follows that same film. Two people in a relationship that break up, and then they have this medical procedure to erase each other from their memories and all of that stuff. But it is, when she's spoken about it ahead of the release, she had said it's a very vulnerable album. It's a lot of her truth and how she felt and things, but she's saying that it's supposed to, there's supposed to be good coming from it. It's not just like this darkness of these, you know, feelings of different things. It is being able to experience these things, but also experience the happiness and love at the same time, and that both can exist. And people are just making up their minds of who some of these songs are about and running them ragged on social media.
People need to get a life. My God, this stuff is so disruptive, and for no good reason. Anyway, so that's the Ariana Grande message I promised to relate to you. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself. And guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy-to-prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us, look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way. Okay.
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
What? Have you seen that movie, Jay?
I have not.
Okay. So,
I'm familiar with the quote.
Yeah. No, when the movie that's one of the Dirty Harry movies, Clint Eastwood is talking to a guy who always, a character actor, who always played a bad guy, a weird sort of serial killer. And he's on the edge, and so Clint Eastwood he's got an itchy trigger finger, and he ends up disposing of this fellow after that. After
so
that
the
line.
Punk was not lucky.
No, the punk wasn't lucky. Nope. He was on his way. See you later, alligator. It's Monday, March the 1st. This is a Good Day program brought to you by Progressive Insurance in part. See why 28 million people, 28 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected when they are on the road. See for yourself. There's lots of information at progressive.com that you'll find cool. I found cool information from the Doug Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. Some things that came. You like the fact file? All right.
I like the Did You Know, Do You Care files. It's my favorite.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Well, this is information that came, inventions, if you will, that were born out of the Depression. One of the things, and by the way, the Depression started almost a century ago. Boy, it's hard to to realize that it's almost been 100 years since that Depression, when there was the bread lines and soup lines and stuff. And speaking of bread lines, sliced bread. Somebody in 1928 invented a bread slicing machine, and in concert with that, a wrapping machine. Otto Rottweiler, something close to that, made this debut at a bakery in Chillicothe, Missouri. And it was so popular that he had trouble keeping up with the demand for making this slicer from other bakeries. So I thought that was kind of cool when you think about, because bread was the main staple then, this is a way of preparing more of it. Nylon stockings were invented before the Depression. The DuPont Company had a research program, that is, a team of scientists who were tasked with increasing knowledge rather than developing specific products. And that's what, you know, it was. This was in the era when the chemical companies were still good guys. Anyway, with the economic downturn, they became more focused on some synthetic textiles, and they invented neoprene, which was not particularly useful until somebody figured out they could use it to make the stockings. They don't nylon stockings instead of silk stockings, because nobody could afford silk. So this was a cheap synthetic fiber. Also, toothbrushes were invented during the Great Depression. How many people thought that there were toothbrushes around before that?
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked that that it's that recent of an invention. Mm. What was the typical, like, what was typically used? Not way back in caveman period, but, like, just prior to actual toothbrushes.
They'd use vegetable leaves and stuff, things came out of a garden or growth, weeds, things that were, or something that they could create themselves, sort of a sponge-like thing. It's kind of weird. Also invented from the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company, which is now known as what, James? This put James on the spot. What is the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company that's still around today?
Oh.
And if he says M&Ms, I'm going to not be happy. But there's somebody who'll probably think that. Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing became what we know now as the 3M Company.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. Yep.
Were you good?
Yeah.
Aha! All right, so the first really important thing that they did was invent, or a guy that worked for them, Richard Drew, invented Scotch tape. So he was using masking tape he was a lab technician putting information together, and for some reason or other, he came up with this Scotch tape. They had to put an edge on something to stick things together. It was sort of his own perfect tape, sort of he was painting a machine, and somehow or other he came up with it. I thought that was kind of clever. And again, these are things that are around every day that we don't we don't pay much attention to, as a matter of fact. And car radios. The first car radio was in a car that was produced in 1928 by Henry Ford. They attempted to do it before, but they were too big and cumbersome. They couldn't get them small enough to fit into the dashboard. But if you look at pictures of the first radios that were put in cars, it was kind of, they were clunky to be sure, not like what we have now, technologically speaking. I remember the first radio I saw, the first car that I remember is a 1948 Ford Woody station wagon, and it had an AM radio in it. God bless AM radio, and let's not bless the people who want to take them out of cars. So anyway, a couple of things that I thought you'd find interesting as we work our way through some of the things that are going on. The story of what's going on in Gaza and what's going on in the Middle East coming up in a moment. First, let me take you on a trip, a fascinating trip to a fascinating place. And you can visit this place. You can go and not have to pay for a hotel. How about that for 3 days and two nights? Yep, I'm talking about going to Las Vegas, enjoying the fun, the festivity, the games, the food, you name it. You can get anything and everything, and I mean anything and everything. Let your imagination go wild, because that's the way it is in Las Vegas. If you've never been, what a great opportunity for you to go. Dial 800-419-3684 and do it now. Perfect time to do it, because the operators are right there. They'll take your call, and they'll fix you up. No purchase is needed. You will not win if you do not call. You will win if you're among the first 10 to call right now, 800-419-3684. Imagine 3 days, two nights, without having to pay for it, in one of the most festive cities, and also kind of expensive, frankly. Vegas is not cheap. There's all kinds of stuff going on, and you pay for it. All the shows and the food is just a great thing. So, check it all out. You can get more info by going to our social media at Good Day Networks. Check it out and sign yourself up. 800-419-3684 for that trip to Las Vegas. All right. Let's talk about what's going on in the Middle East. The U.S. Central Command announcing yesterday it dropped water and meals into northern Gaza. Central Command said it dropped 41,000 meal equivalents, 23,000 bottles of water into the area where there was the most need. The operation included the Air Force and the Army. There are units in the Army. I didn't know this. Did you know that there were Army soldiers specialized in this stuff, sort of humanitarian assistance?
Yes.
Supply chain stuff? I didn't know that.
And that's their primary focus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, according to, here's where I get off on what's going on in the Middle East or the way it's being reported. I'm so sick. Honestly, I don't like to use that term. Annoyed, angry. What's the right terminology for taking the information that comes from Gaza's health ministry? Why the hell do we believe anything that the people of Hamas? Sid Rosenberg.
Well, but are all of the people of Gaza Hamas?
I'm sorry about where the information
Hamas,
comes from.
To not believe anything, period, that comes out of Gaza.
No,
seems
I don't. No, well, maybe I shouldn't say Gaza. The stuff that comes from Hamas. I said I was erroneous. I said the Gaza Health Ministry. I meant the Hamas-run health ministry. There's a talk host in New York named Sid Rosenberg, who actually was invited by his congressman to sit in the audience for the State of the Union. And so he acted, he was inappropriate, I'll tell you that. I was kind of taking after Marjorie Taylor Greene to a point. I think that in the State of the Union, you need to be respectful. You know, this is not a circus. It's kind of like what I feel about Trump. It's a circus act. And the president doesn't need to be a circus clown, and neither does the public or whoever gets in, whether it's the public or whether it's members of Congress. There needs to be respect. So what Rosenberg did when Biden quoted Hamas as the source for the 30,000 Palestinians that have been killed, Rosenberg yells from his seat up in the balcony, says, "Who?" Obviously referring to the health ministry, the information from the Hamas-run health ministry. The health ministry says 30,960 have died, 72,000 people have been injured. Now, whether that is, no matter who's been killed, it seems unacceptable, But war is war. I mean, there are all kinds of ways of wandering around this. To finish the Rosenberg part of the story, he was escorted out of the hall and told that he could never come back because of, he didn't get arrested, but he got shown the door fast. These people are not credible. That's being nice to say that they're not credible. And so you go into all of this stuff that's been so contorted and who knows what to believe anymore. That's another annoyance of all of this stuff. It's, you don't know what to believe or who to believe. There's nowhere safe there, to be sure, and there's nowhere for a lot of them to go. That's okay. True also. The human catastrophe that is in the Gaza is something that there's, no matter how many people have died, it is because of war, but the situation maybe is, again, we're Monday morning, literally Monday morning quarterbacking here. I thought it was interesting.
Well, Bernie 12, Sanders. Children.
Yeah. Well, that says who? Where'd that number come from? Who come up with that number? Is that something
I've read it from a credible source? Not that it was stated from Hamas.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders, who is the senator from Vermont, we all know him running for president a couple of times. He, after he saw all of this stuff, demanded that the White House cease sending unconditional military aid to Israel. He said, quote, "It's not just that 30,000 people, two-thirds of them women and children, have been killed. We're looking at the possibility of hundreds of thousands of children starving to death." According to who? I want to know where this information is coming from. That's the thing. It's the and there's enough question here to make it a good question. So, something not answerable now because it's 48 after the hour.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and fees extra.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Oh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. This is the Good Day program. Now time for food, farm, and family connections. All of this stuff can be found every day thanks to the work that Jay does at foodfarmfamily.com, including celebration today of Johnny Appleseed Day. This people think that this is a myth. It is not. There was a person who lived in Massachusetts in the late 18th century, actually. John Chapman was his name. He became passionate when it came to apples, for whatever. And so he started an apprenticeship under a local apple orchard, and the experience inspired him to go around the country and plant apple seeds and apple trees. He apparently, according to most accounts, Jay, was very religious. He saw his efforts to spread the trees as a way to him, for him to help alleviate hunger. And so, you know, he was supposedly on foot planting the
apple seeds. Yeah, that's the myth, that he traveled across the entirety of the United States on foot, just spreading the apple seeds.
No.
It was really focused Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and West Virginia. And he didn't, like, he wasn't just randomly willy-nilly throwing seeds. He was following.
There's a seed over here.
How they really do it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yep. But I remember there's a street in western Massachusetts. There's actually a town. It's not called Appleseed, but there's a town and a street named for him. And I was on it, as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago. That's what made me think about this. But anyway, Johnny Appleseed Day today, as we look forward to the apple blossoms pretty soon. All right, let's look at our problem child, or actually a couple of them today in terms of recalls. Kalo Foods, K-A-L-O, recalling single-slice carrot cake and single-slice chocolate cake because of soy in them. The package is labeled carrot cake or chocolate cake, but the ingredient panel doesn't have the information about the, it doesn't have it because it's not supposed to be in it. So apparently
it's the cake, soy. The slice of cake, and the main label on the front are correct, and then the back label was swapped with a different one.
Is that too nitpicky? Is that getting into the weeds too much, do you think, or is it really something that...
Not if you have a soy allergy. We're not talking intolerance here. If you have an actual soy allergy and you get the chocolate cake and it says chocolate cake and everything, or it says chocolate cake, or, you know, you get the carrot cake and it doesn't say soy on the back because it has the chocolate cake label on the back with all of the ingredients, and you're not paying attention to the fact that it's for a chocolate cake where everything else says carrot cake, and you're looking at carrot cake and there's soy in the carrot cake and you have an allergy,
How did we get all these allergies? Do you ever wonder about, seriously, where do all these allergies come from? Is it because of all of the stuff that's sprayed on, in this case, soy, and most of the stuff that actually is produced today in huge amounts is all sprayed with all kinds of gluck from Monsanto and that ilk? And I have long maintained that before that stuff was used, there wasn't all of this stuff that gluten-free. I'm convinced that gluten problems come from the stuff sprayed on wheat. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, and I always wonder, because there's the difference of an intolerance versus an actual allergy, where the intolerance is like it might upset your stomach and stuff like that. With the actual allergy, where there's a histamine issue, your immune system is handling harmless proteins in certain foods as a threat and creating this, you know, where you can go into anaphylactic shock. I wonder if it is part of the chemical stuff, like what you're talking about with the pesticides, or if it's an evolutionary thing, or even if these have been around, but they were always misdiagnosed.
Yeah, maybe. That's a thought. That's what we asked Jack and Ken about on our Good Day Health programs. If you remind me, that'd be good. Okay, here's something. A bakery has been accused of reselling Dunkin' Donuts. One would wonder, why would you do that? Well, I guess if it's easier to buy them and sell them than it is to bake them, then you do that. But this is the bakery is called the Savory Fig in Long Island. And the baked goods apparently have, because they labeled them as vegan. Is that what I'm getting out of this?
Well, it's a vegan bakery. Yeah, it's a vegan bakery, and they also offer gluten-free treats. So they are posing their donuts as vegan and gluten-free, and there was one box that somebody got, and there was one donut in the mix that had these D sprinkles that Dunkin' always uses, and then they got the home gluten test, and they tested it, and it came back positive, and so they are being accused of selling Dunkin' Donuts as their own.
Oops!
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.